Okay, Chelsea.
Yeah.
With this Fringy Mini, I'm going to give you an option, but not based on like what you think the topic is, based purely on the source.
Okay.
Now we can choose.
As long as I get a choice.
You can choose between PCGamer.com and Popular Mechanics.
PC Gamer.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm intrigued.
And
never heard of it before.
Read to you. This article is posted on September 19th, 2025 on PCGamer.com, written by Rich Stanton. Article title, Pope Leo refuses to authorize an AI Pope and declares the technology, quote, an empty cold shell that will do great damage to what humanity is about.
I'm sorry. Why is PC Gamer covering this?
That's a great question.
Maybe I was not expecting that.
I know.
And did Friar Bonatti release this? Does PC Gamer even know that we need his opinion on this?
Well, you got to assume Friar Bonatti's the source for PC Gamer. Like, if any,
I would hope
Gamer,
if there any if there any sort of decent journalistic thing, they got Friar Bonatti's opinion. Okay, let's hear it. I look forward to this.
So Pope Leo XIV has rejected an idea of an AI Pope, saying in an interview with biographer Eloise Allen that, quote, if there's anybody who should not be represented by an avatar, I would say the Pope is high on the list, end quote. Pope Leo, who is forthright about his views on the new technology, also said that he had been asked for his authorization to create an AI Pope. Quote, someone recently asked authorization to create an artificial me so that anybody could sign on to this website and have a personal audience with the Pope, end quote, said the pontiff. Quote, this artificial intelligence Pope will give them answers to their questions, and I said, I'm not going to authorize that, end quote. Pope Leo has previously said that he chose the name Leo partially as a tribute to Pope Leo III, the 19th century Pope best known for Rerum Novarum, a treatise on the exploitation of the working class during the Industrial Revolution. Interesting.
That's where I know him from.
Yeah, yeah, of course. It's all coming together now. In one of his first addresses to cardinals, Pope Leo said AI is, quote, another industrial revolution, end quote. I'm starting to like Pope Leo.
It was all in the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his latest interview, the Pope returns to the themes of human rights and dignity, quote, if we automate the whole world and only a few people have the means with which to more than just survive, but to live well, have meaningful lives, there's a big problem, a huge problem coming down the line, end quote, said Pope Leo. The Holy Father worries about, quote, extremely rich people who are investing in artificial intelligence, but totally ignoring the value of human beings and of humanity, end quote. He also adds, quote, if the church doesn't speak up or if someone doesn't speak up about that, but the church certainly needs to be one of the voices here. The danger is that the digital world will go on its own and we will become pawns or left by the wayside, end quote. The Pope says he's not against progress or new technology, but basically doesn't like the way things are going. Quote, I think to lose that relationship will leave science as an empty, cold shell that will do great damage to what humanity is about. And the human heart will be lost in the midst of the technological development, as things are going right now, end quote. Pope Leo is clearly up for the fight against big tech, and his remarks echo some of his previous statements. I particularly enjoyed when he called AI a threat to, quote, human dignity, justice, and labor, end quote. Heck,
he even dignity.
Pokemon, that's an article we could read apparently outside of this. I'm not looking to convert anytime soon, but I'm certainly listening. End of story, end of article. Chelsea, what do you think?
I wouldn't usually, like, not the, the devil or anything. I wouldn't usually, like, side with the Pope. I don't do a lot of reading about the Pope or what he's interested in. But I think he makes a good point on this one. And, you know, with all the stuff going on with AI, I think in the future, human creativity is going to be something that's more and more sought at, not for a while, because AI is in its infancy right now.
We're undervaluing human creativity at this point.
Yes.
Because the other side's so novel.
not only that, but for ease, because, yeah. you know, it can make things sound so much better so easily.
Yeah.
So you don't have to work as hard.
Yeah. Human creativity is almost going to be a thing of luxury for the rich.
Yes.
In your future.
So it's losing that. Even when you get the AI generated music and everything, and you get people talking about professors saying they're battling people using AI more and more, and it's getting more and more undetectable. In 5-10 years, maybe creativity and the humanity in writing is really going to be that much more desirable, I think, when AI becomes so deeply ingrained, because obviously it's going to take off a lot more from here. We're going to see, even now, just with the explosion of it, you see it everywhere. So I think he's right in that. I think along the same lines of that, you need to keep some of the stuff away from AI. Obviously, they're going to take it, it's going to explode more from here. But I've listened to a few podcasts on where AI is going and the implications of AI on society. And there's never going to be anything that's quite going to, especially with AI, going to be a replacement for what a human brain can
actually do,
come up
yes,
with and create. And yeah,
the problem's really going to be with AI, and we're probably going a bit long in the Fringy Mini, so I will just kind of leave this comment where it's at, is that the question's not whether or not it can replace a human at this point. It's a question of whether or not managers and shareholders are willing to believe it can reasonably replace humans at its current state.
Which the answer is yes, because it's going to up their profits, because they're not going to be paying a human being to do that and use their brain, which is the scary thing.
Yes.
And that is another form of late stage capitalism. And I think that may be a little bit too deep for this Fringy Mini. And I must also say, PCGamerJournalism.com. Where the hell's Friar Bonatti? And
I was going to say, I don't know. We can't use this source again because they didn't do their due diligence and at least
even
get
though,
to.
Even though the Pope talks on Pokemon.
Didn't make comments.
And.
Despite the fact that the next article I could read is about the Pokemon.
Add it to the next Fringy Mini. Add it to the list.
I can't just gamer.
How did they score this exclusive interview with Pope Leo?
No, they didn't. They from the article from biographer Eloise Allen, who's at Crux Now.
Okay.
Talking to the cat. Taking the Catholic pulse.
It all makes sense now. Yeah. Okay. And with that, let's give our thoughts
You reach out to Friar Bonatti. Go.
Friar Bonatti.
Do it.
Yeah.
Be prosperous.
Exactly.
We can't talk to him because we got to remain impartial.
Yeah.
Anyhow, bye.
Yeah, bye.